USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye State. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 1/10 of a cent drop, followed by 2/10 of a cent on Wednesday, 6/10 on Thursday, and 1 whole cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An ongoing heat wave in Western Europe has caused significant disruptions to events and travel and prompted dire messages from public officials. Meteorologists say the worst of the heat has yet to come. Hot air from northern Africa has been surging northward throughout the week, first gripping Spain before reaching France and the UK Friday. Forecasters say Mother Nature will crank up the heat another notch beginning this weekend. The Biden administration Thursday barred 5 unnamed Cuban officials from entering the U.S. on accusations they were involved in the imprisonment of demonstrators who participated in last July's anti-government protests. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the 5 officials are connected to unfair trials and unjust sentencing and imprisonment of peaceful protesters. He said the visa restrictions are in response to the actions of the Cuban government that deny Cubans their basic human rights. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Securities and Exchange Commission moved closer Friday to a final rule that would dramatically alter what public companies tell shareholders about climate change, both the risks it poses to their operations and their own contributions to the problem. Public comment on the proposal has now closed, with more than 10,000 comments submitted since March by companies, auditors, trade groups, lawmakers, and individuals. Angry bank customers who traveled to a city in central China to retrieve their savings from troubled rural banks have been stopped by a health app on their cell phones. Chinese residents are required to have the app, which displays a code indicating their health status, including possible exposure to COVID-19. A green code is required to use public transportation and to enter locations such as offices, restaurants, and malls. But some depositors at the banks in central Henan province said their codes were turned red to stop them. The incident has started a national debate on how a tool designed for public health was appropriated by political forces to tamp down controversy. Looking for something different to get dad for Father's Day this year? How about plastic surgery? Cosmetic procedures are growing in popularity among middle-aged men, and they're becoming common Father's Day requests. Getting a nose job is the most common procedure, followed by eyelid surgery, liposuction, breast reduction, and hair transplantation. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.